1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jacqueline Lee. As the Israel-Hamas war intensifies, families in North Gaza are fleeing to reach southern Gaza. Humanitarian pauses, allowing people to flee, and time for hostage negotiations. ABC's Inez de la Cotera is in Jerusalem.
The CIA director, Bill Burns, is in Qatar meeting with the head of the Israeli intelligence service and with the Qatari prime minister there. And we know that the U.S. has been involved in these hostage negotiations, trying to get hostages released. We know that Americans are among the hostages. And we know that Qatar has been instrumental in terms of securing the release of those four hostages who were released earlier.
Next week in San Francisco, President Biden will meet with China's leader. Those talks will take place on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit. A Florida federal judge has rejected the request by former President Trump's attorneys to delay the special counsel's classified documents trial. It's still set for May 20th, but the judge left the door open to revisit the trial date. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. A man from Toma is going to federal prison for pretending to be a disabled veteran. A judge sentenced Jonathan Walker to up to 15 months yesterday. Walker never even served in the military, but since he claimed to be a disabled veteran, he won Defense Department contracts for his heating and air conditioning business. That includes a pair of contracts at Fort McCoy worth $2 million. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department is sounding the alarm regarding opioid overdoses, calling the city the epicenter of a potential opioid epidemic. According to a Northern News Now report, law enforcement officials are reporting that they've already responded to more fatal overdoses this year than they did in 2022. In addition to calling for community-based solutions like education and prevention efforts, police are reminding residents that state law provides limited immunity for overdose 911 calls. A Wisconsin judge has ordered former Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Patience Rogensack, to turn over records relating to her work on a panel to investigate impeachment proceedings against Justice Janet Protasiewicz. A lawsuit filed by American Oversight seeks records from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the three former justices he called on to investigate impeachment. Former Justices David Prosser and John Wilcox advised against impeachment in records already turned over. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything, vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell, Kenny Clark.
You know, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, he made no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end, Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer. You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. 38 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 26 tonight, cloudy. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 37.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station, UK. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. No, all calls are welcome. Remember, you're not woke. You don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it, as always, is being made. We're going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about the gridlock in the House of Representatives on keeping the government open after November 17. Today is November 10. We're talking 7 days. 7 days. And here is the update. 7 days, you'd think that they would work round the clock, wouldn't you? Well, they aren't. They didn't. Mike Johnson, the new speaker, man of mystery, no bank accounts, no checking accounts, no fingerprints. He's invisible, but he's two heartbeats away from the presidency. He sent everybody home for a nice four-day weekend. Yeah, go home. What the hell? You know, fly out to California, fly to Texas, fly to Alaska. What do we care? Government's going to shut down 7 days. Well, here's what's going on. Behind the scenes, the problem is, and then here's the solution. The problem is that they had votes. They wanted to schedule votes